Psalm 17, a prayer of David. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress. With regard to the works of man, by the word of your lips I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world, whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. David in Psalm 17 is afflicted by unjust accusation and hostility from his enemies. In both words and actions, his accusers seek to bring him down. The anxiety, pain, and resentment that arise in the midst of such attacks can feel overwhelming. Everything in us longs to defend ourselves, to fight back, to vindicate our name. But what does David do? He rests his heart in God and in God's final justice. He appeals to heaven for vindication rather than seeking to execute it on earth. David knows deep down that God is the Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Yet it is painfully clear that while God promises to be with us, he does not promise to relieve in this life every earthly pain and injustice. Thus the note on which David ends. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. Whatever unfolds in this life, David knows that one day he will be at rest in the presence of the Lord. If David knew this, how much more ought we? We who see the length to which God would ultimately go at the height of human history in the fullness of time to send his Son through death and out the other side. Jesus Christ, the God-man, whom we will indeed see one day soon, face to face.